Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster, bringing to you a series of stories from the Sun City Independent. And I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. I am going to start with the opinion page this week. Homeowner understands why RCSC charges per household. The RCSC tried fees for singles that were half the rate of couples. That is why they are still grandfathered homeowners who still pay at those rates. My assumption is that the RCSC discovered that they couldn't budget on fees that changed whenever a spouse died or a home was sold. Any usable budget has to have a reliable income amount to work from. If your income fluctuates consistently, it is much harder to pay bills and plan for future costs. Now, RCSC has a budget based on number of homes times the RCSC fee. I am single now and also wish my fee was reduced, but understand why that wouldn't be fiscally responsible. And that was from Patrice Macy of Sun City. Next, no evidence we're subsidizing wealthier EPCOR water users. I would like to help Sun City resident Jill Duquette, quoted in the July 8th issue of The Independent, better understand EPCOR's water rate structure. I am an appraiser of privately owned and operated but regulated monopoly water companies. Duquette says she believes there are too many fees on what EPCOR charges. First, EPCOR uses what is called an increasing block rate pricing structure in charging its customers. More simply, EPCOR reserves a block of 1,000 gallons per month per person and charges for the full 1,000 gallons whether we use it or not. Water usage above 1,000 gallons per month, 33 gallons per day per resident, is charged at a higher rate. Private investor-owned water utilities are monopolies and are not allowed to gouge its water prices nor charge a variable market rate. The Arizona Corporation Commission allows EPCOR to make about 9.6% return on its costs, actual, audited, operating, and replacement costs plus debt. EPCOR's overhead costs run about 33% and are subject to ACC audit and approval. However, taxes and costs to maintain the regulatory oversight of the ACC reflect about another 33%. EPCOR pays its fair share of property taxes to Maricopa County, unlike a municipal water department, which pays no taxes. Here is the existing EPCOR charge per household, as found online, ranked from high to low price, median home price in parentheses. In Paradise Valley, it is 34.18 or 5 million. In Fountain Hills, it's 23.33 per gallon or 682,000. In Mojave, $16.47 a gallon for $380,000. In Sun City West, $14.83 a gallon at $385,000, and Sun City $13.69 or $365,000 SFRs only. There is no apparent subsidizing of wealthier areas by Sun City. I am responsible for any errors in my understanding of the above, and I have no conflict of interest with EPCOR. That was by Wayne Lusvardi of Sun City. Next, Valley's too hot and parched for AI data centers, reader says. Arizona is being asked to absorb a wave of new artificial intelligence and data center plants, each one consuming massive amounts of electricity and releasing equally massive amounts of waste heat. These facilities run continuously, and every megawatt they use becomes heat that must be expelled into the surrounding air. In cold climates, that heat is an asset. In Greater Phoenix, it's a direct threat to public health. The core principle is straightforward. AI plants should be built only where their waste heat can be used. Cold weather cities with distinct heating networks can capture this heat to warm homes. Industrial zones can use it for process heat. Coastal desalination hubs can use it to preheat seawater. Greenhouse agriculture can use it to extend growing seasons. In those locations, AI plants become part of a larger energy system, and their heat is recycled instead of wasted. In Arizona, none of that is possible. The heat is simply dumped into the air. Studies from Arizona State University show the neighborhoods downwind of a single data center warm by 1.3 to 4 degrees. With dozens of facilities proposed across the valley, the cumulative impact becomes unavoidable. Hotter nights, higher APS bills, increased strain on seniors, and a growing urban heat island that already ranks among the worst in the nation. Arizona gains the heat, the water consumption, the grid demand, the environmental burden. Other states gain the economic value of using the heat productively. That imbalance is unacceptable. Arizona's leaders should adopt a clear policy. AI plants belong in regions where their waste heat is an asset, not a burden. If the heat cannot be captured and used, the facility should not be built. This is not anti-technology. It is responsible siting. It protects seniors, protects neighborhoods, and protects Arizona's future. By Trish Mormon of Sun City West. Next, Sun City residents urged to conserve water. Living in the desert means living with limits, and water is the first one we should respect. Every summer reminds us that we are not fighting the heat, we are living in it. That means using our resources wisely, planting what survives here naturally, and stopping the waste we see every day on our streets and sidewalks. Nothing is more frustrating than watching sprinklers run full blast onto concrete. Sidewalks don't need watering. It is unsustainable. We cannot afford to lose water that we cannot replace. The solution is not complicated. It is practical, affordable, and proven. Plant more trees. Desert trees, natural shade trees, Palo Verde, mesquite, ironwood, and desert willow are built for this climate. They grow deep roots, tolerate extreme heat, and once established, require very little water. These trees don't fight the desert, they work with it. Shade is not decoration, it is protection. A mature desert tree can lower ground temperature by 20 to 45 degrees, making sidewalks walkable, reducing heat stress, and cutting energy use for nearby homes. Shade cools entire neighborhoods, not just individual yards. When we plant the right trees, we reduce the need for turf, lower irrigation demands, and create cooler microclimates that help everything else use less water. Living in the desert requires common sense. Stop watering the sidewalks. Fix misaligned sprinklers. Choose native trees instead of thirsty ornamentals. Treat water like the limited resource it is. If we do these simple things, we will build a cooler, healthier, and more resilient community. One that respects the land we live in and protects the future we depend on. And that was from Cindy Putman of Sun City West. And that's the end of that article. Next, Dance Club Keeps Community Fit by Zev Black. Rose Schwartz, the former instructor for Sun City's Dance for Fitness Club, was once thanked by name in Cloris Leachman's Emmy Award acceptance speech. She drew 1,000 people a week for her classes and missed only one session in decades when she was booked on the Today Show. Today, Sun City's Dance for Fitness Club has a different instructor, Marjorie Vickery. But more than 50 years later, it's still going strong, filled with dancers who've made it their own. Club member Sherry Guida is growing old, changes how you look at life, adding that dancing puts things into perspective. There are times I'm dancing and I think of my mother and I think of my grandmother, she said. They could not have done at 67 what I did at 67, let alone where I'm at now. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get this exercise, to have the quality of life. The Dance for Fitness Club meets 9 to 10 a.m. Tuesdays at the Bell Rec Center, Wednesday and Fridays at the Sundial Rec Center. While dancing starts at 9 a.m., Club President Roxy Whitney said members usually show up early. We talk about our kids, our trips, our aches and pains, the weather, she said. We just have a good group. If you're missing for a couple of weeks, somebody's going to call and say, are you okay? It's just like a big family. Club Vice President Sue Flores said it's one of the friendlier clubs she's been a part of. It's not judgmental, she said. I've been in other clubs where it's like you're going back to high school with the cliques. We're not a cliquish club. Guida said this is because the members come from different backgrounds, but put it all aside while dancing. That's what makes it nice, she said. Nobody cares what you wear. Nobody cares that you don't know the dance steps. They get their exercise in a group setting where nobody's judging them. We tell them, just keep moving. Whitney said, if you don't know the steps, just keep moving. In addition to the dancing, the group holds biannual general meetings followed by a party. It also creates gift baskets made up of essentials like toothpaste, socks, combs, and brushes for senior nursing homes. You never know if you're going to be in that position, Flores said. When I was your age, I didn't even think I'd be in a 55 or older community, let alone down the road. But as you age, you don't know what's going to happen. Club dues are $5 a year, and those interested can attend 3 dances for free before choosing to sign up. For more information, call Whitney at 952-472-4021. Next, another article by Zev Black. Sun City Meals on Wheels grows as Sun City West program ceases. As the Sun City West Meals on Wheels program is scrambling to find a new kitchen partner, its Sun City counterpart is thriving. According to its president, Cheryl Duder, the Sun City Group has seen an increase in their client base in Sun City and Youngtown. She added she's aware of the situation in Sun City West, but the organization's charter limits who it can serve. It is unfortunate that the Sun City West home delivery program has ceased operation, she stated. Unfortunately, we cannot deliver to Sun City West. Our charter is for Sun City and Youngtown only. Livestream, which prepares the meals, agreed to lower the cost from $10.50 per day to just $8. Duder believes this is the reason there is a higher demand for meals. Low-income clients can pay $4. 2 years ago, we were charging $10.50 per day for meals for our clients, Duder stated. Livestream agreed to help us reduce the cost to our clients, splitting the cost so we could reduce the cost of meals to $8 a day. Clients get 2 meals a day, a hot meal consisting of protein, starch, and vegetables, and a cold meal with a sandwich, fruit, milk, or juice, and a dessert. Duder stated the group's volunteers really care about the clients. We have volunteers who visit clients at the hospital, help with household chores, bring cookies and other goodies, she stated. They genuinely care. They are often the first alert to family members when there is something amiss with their client. She added Meals on Wheels is often the one to notify family members when a client falls or is taken to the hospital. These volunteers are crucial to the success of Meals on Wheels. Duder stated the group is always looking for volunteers to give up 2 hours a week helping out. The 2-hour investment is worth $1 million and feel good that you did something for someone who needed help. Go to suncitymealsonwheels.org for more information. Sun City Daughters attend the state convention. 10 members of Sun City's National Society Daughters of the American Revolution, Agua Fria Charter, attended the annual spring Arizona State DAR Conference held at the Fort McDowell Wekapa Resort. Honorary Chapter Regent and State Chaplain Twyla Lobitz was elected to serve as the Arizona State Vice Regent for the 26-28 term. Lobitz was also responsible for the invocations, benedictions, and table blessings for each of the conference business sessions, dinners, and luncheons. During the Celebration of Life ceremony, Lobitz memorialized 42 Arizona State daughters who passed away during the past year. which included Agua Fria chapter members, honorary chapter regent Madeline Mitchell Shackelford, and daughter Marianne Pennington McMartin. At one of the business meetings, chapter regent Linda Lundberg delivered the annual chapter regent's report of events and activities the chapter participated in during the past year. The Agua Fria chapter received the Arizona Public Relations Award from State Regent Sarah Zeiker. Visit aguafria.arizonadar.org for more information. Sun City welcomes new pastor. Lakeview United Methodist Church has welcomed the Reverend Dr. Kristen D. Hansen, her husband, and two adult children as new members of their church family. On Sunday, July 5th, she led her first church service at Lakeview's 8 and 9:30 a.m. worship. "I'm honored to be Lakeview's first senior pastor who is a female, and I'm grateful for such a warm welcome into this community," she noted. Beginning July 1st as senior pastor of Lakeview, this is Hansen's 28th year in the ministry. After serving at churches in Ohio, Indiana, California, Georgia, and Michigan, she was previously senior pastor of First United Methodist Church of Gilbert, where she continued to bring a wealth of experience and perspective to her ministry. Hansen's main focus is to build genuine connections with the congregation members and to not just know their names, but their stories, life histories, and their faith journeys. "I want Lakeview to feel like a place where every person's story matters and others are welcome to come and share their unique story," she said. Before entering the pastoral ministry, Hansen worked in radio broadcasting, which she feels still shapes how she thinks about storytelling and connecting with the community. With this in mind, Hansen is planning to launch a storytelling project about the life on Thunderbird Boulevard, inspired by the format of some old radio shows, featuring the voices and stories of the people in the Lakeview community. Born in Frankfurt, Germany, while her father was serving in the U.S. Army, Hansen grew up and lived in Indiana. She earned her Doctor of Ministry from Portland Seminary, studying under theologian Leonard Sweet, and also studied at Anderson University in Indiana, Wesley Seminary in Washington, D.C., and the University of Vienna in Austria. Her ministry is shaped by a deep love for Scripture, a heart for people, and a creative vision for the future of the church. Hansen enjoys her life with her family, with both children being active in United Methodist Young Adult Ministry. Her leisure activities include time with her dog, a challenging puzzle, watching Star Trek, and gaming with the imaginative world of role-playing video games, which are defined by deep narratives, character progression, and meaningful decision-making. And that's the end of that article. And to wind up our time together, I wanted to let you know that CAN, the CAN, offers free benefit checkups. Sun City and surrounding area residents who wonder if they are missing out on benefits can look to Sun City Community Assistance Network. The Sun City CAN provides a variety of free services, including the Benefits Assistance Program, that finds benefits and entitlements for clients. Trained counselors assist low-income residents find and apply for federal, state, and local programs. Call the CAN office at 623-933-7530 to make an appointment. Well, that's the end of our time together today. I want to thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.